The Federal Aviation Administration has ordered the grounding and immediate inspection of more than 170 Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft worldwide. The decision follows a frightening incident last night on an Alaska Airlines flight when a window blew out on one of those planes, forcing an emergency landing. NPR's Juliana Kim has been following the story and joins us now. Hey, Juliana.
Hi, Scott.
I mean, tell us what exactly happened Friday night. It sounds terrifying.
Yeah, so the Alaska Airlines flight was supposed to go from Portland, Oregon to Ontario, California, which is about a two-hour flight. But less than 20 minutes after taking off, I mean, chaos ensued. In photos and videos taken by passengers, it's just the strangest sight. The rest of the plane looks completely normal and intact, and then there's this slice of the left side that's just completely torn off. And rather than seeing a wall and small window, you see the night sky from thousands of feet in the air. KPTV in Portland reported that phones flew out, and one mom even said her son's shirt was sucked out.
Wow.
That being said, thankfully, the flight landed back in Portland in less than 30 minutes, and there's been no reports of serious injuries or casualties among the 171 passengers and six crew members. KPTV did report one person required further medical attention on Friday, but that's about it.
So the plane lands safely, no serious injuries. That could have been so much worse. But how are Alaska Airlines and the FAA responding here?
Alaska Airlines responded pretty quickly. They grounded all 65 of their Boeing MAX 9 planes last night, and the company said it wanted to inspect each jet before allowing it to fly again. On Saturday, the FAA followed suit and ordered the immediate inspection of about 171 Boeing MAX 9 planes worldwide. I should add, the FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating Friday's incident.
I mean, the Boeing 737 MAX has had a lot of headlines in recent years, and most of them not good ones that you want to read for airplanes.
Yeah, I mean, this incident comes less than 5 years after Boeing was under global scrutiny for two deadly crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia, which killed a total of 346 people. And that led to Boeing 737 MAXs being grounded worldwide in 2019. And it took the U.S. about a year to let the aircraft resume commercial flights. Now, that pair of crashes involved a different model than the one involved in Friday's incident. But just recently, last week, Boeing urged the FAA to check its 737 MAX jets again for loose bolts after the discovery of at least two planes with improperly tightened nuts.
So the FAA has ordered this grounding. What happens next?
Well, so Southwest Airlines and American Airlines don't carry MAX 9, so they're not affected by the FAA's inspections. United Airlines, on the other hand, has 79 MAX 9 aircraft. The company didn't say how many of their planes will be grounded for inspection, but the company did say the suspension will result in about 60 flight cancellations today. Alaska Airlines is expected to finish inspections in the next few days. And earlier today, the company said they finished more than a fourth of those inspections and didn't find anything concerning. But obviously, there's still a lot to find out.
Yep, that's NPR's Juliana Kim. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.